We welcome the mayor of Amsterdam, Anne Thain. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Well, I'm doing okay. Common Council last night, both in the Recorder and Mohawk Valley Independent, focusing on a speech or comments from a citizen, I believe his name is Robert Hutchinson, talking about a drug problem in Amsterdam that he says is not well reported by the local media. Again, this is a recurrent question. Certainly we've had the recent double murder in Amsterdam. Crime and drugs, what do you say? We still a safe city in Amsterdam?
Actually, we are still a safe city. I know that Mr. Hutchinson has been, and many of us, have been personally impacted by the effects of drugs in our families. But, in fact, you know, the police department has been very aggressive in pursuing the drug situation and crime situation in the city. And we have also been very successful working with residents in the formation of the Neighborhood Watch associations and have really been very proactive. So, of course, it's you know, you'll never, ever eliminate it completely from the books. That's an unfortunate reality that we have. But by and large, Amsterdam still is a safe community. I know that last night there was discussion of, you know, curfew and road patrols. Curfew we've looked into. It's constitutionally not allowed. And foot patrols I am not adverse to. It merely is a budget problem. And so we're doing everything we can, and I certainly am always open to suggestions.
Why is a curfew not allowed? I mean, other cities have
That's what they say, but we again and again have looked into this situation, and it's been said that it's been unconstitutional and knocked down in the courts. Now, Diane is saying that they have it in Broad Auburn and it hasn't been charged. I mean, challenged. So, you know, it's something that the council needs to consider.
The council is considering cameras, a committee headed by Alderman Joe Isabel, and the police chief says, and apparently they're going to put the two cameras near Shuttleworth Park and up on Market Street Hill, where the police chief, Greg Kulik, says that a lot of young people gather.
Yes. Evidently there's a problem up in the Trinity Union Street area, and kids in the early morning hours are going from Fast Track to McDonald's to Fast Track, and when we send cars up there, you know, they migrate because they know what's going on. So we're hoping cameras may help to solve some of that problem.
There was a preview story in the Gazette about the possibility of the city being able to have some welfare recipients work on city cleanup. I didn't see any coverage of it this morning. Was there any action on that last night?
Actually, we discussed it briefly in committee. The public safety meeting kind of ran long last night, so we only had 7 minutes to discuss it. So they are, the county is coming back probably next week, and we're going to discuss it, and it will be up for approval of the contract at the next Common Council meeting.
And City Controller Ron Wiersbicki says he's getting a handle on the city finances, and this document that never was filed should be filed soon, the annual update document?
Yes, he's very hopeful that it's this week. It's been quite the task to get everything together, and again, he had to hire back a former employee to try to get us through this process, excuse me. And so we are very hopeful that it's this week, and then certainly he's also been banging away at the budget, and we need the preliminary budget so that we can begin work in that regard.
And the budget is due June 1st.
The budget really is due, yes, it has to be approved by June 1st. It becomes the final budget on July or June 31st. So it's not a lot of time, and we need to get going.
There was also another kind of preview story. I think it was in the Gazette. I really didn't quite completely understand it. Something about the state is offering, not just to Amsterdam, but to the cities that have a different fiscal year than the state, a certain kind of speed up in state reimbursement. You wouldn't get more money, but you'd get it in a more timely fashion, and that was seen as possibly helping balance the budget.
Yes, I had seen that. It's evidently a spin-up, and $2.1 million for the city of Amsterdam. We're appreciative. I would rather have the money in my coffers than the state coffers. Although we do not really have a problem with liquidity at this time, I still am glad that the state is looking to do things to assist municipalities. I think they can need to continue to make difficult decisions that address the more difficult mandates that we have and escalating costs, especially with pension costs and health care costs. Because our operational budgets are not what is causing the budgets to be uncontrollable. We can monitor and control what we spend in our departments. It's actually health care and pension costs that are just killing us.
Mm. Amsterdam Mayor Ann Thain with us. I think like a lot of people, you've got a spring cold there, Mayor. I'm sorry.
No, I'm actually, it might just be that I have not been up for very long.
I see. All right. Well, anyway, so was there any...
And it could be allergies, I think.
Yeah, well, it's all over the place. Anything else from the meeting last night or anything else you wanted to bring up?
I would just remind everyone that we will have a litter pickup on April 28th, I believe, and then that following week at MOSA will be free drop-off. And then this is completely off the track, but yesterday I had to have surgery for removal of some skin cancers, and I will remind everyone, please wear your your sunscreen. It is incredibly important. You don't want
mm-hmm,
to be
sure.
Getting to me my age and just being slowly chipped away.
That's true.
So okay. I would encourage the use of sunscreen.
All right. Well, that sounds like good advice, Mayor, and I wish you well.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.